This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least three sailors were killed in a Houthi missile attack on a Red Sea merchant ship on Wednesday, British and U.S. officials said. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber has more.
Yemen's Houthis claimed responsibility for the attack, with a military spokesperson confirming it in a televised address. The attack set the Greek-owned, Barbados-flagged ship, True Confidence, ablaze. These are the first fatalities reported since the Houthis began strikes against shipping in one of the world's busiest sea lanes in mid-November. They have said they are acting in solidarity with Palestinians to oppose Israel's military actions in Gaza. Britain and the United States have been launching retaliatory strikes against the Houthis, and the confirmation of fatalities could lead to pressure for stronger military action.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. An explosion could be heard and several plumes of smoke seen in Gaza on Wednesday afternoon. Talks on a ceasefire in Gaza and hostage exchange between Israel and Hamas remained at an impasse as the humanitarian crisis in the enclave deepened. Hamas and the Houthis are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. A deadly Russian missile strike Wednesday on the Ukrainian port city of Odessa appeared to land near the motorcade of President Volodymyr Zelensky and the visiting Greek prime minister, who described the intense moment of the surprise attack. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said Zelensky was giving him a tour of the Odessa port, a vital outlet for Ukrainian exports across the Black Sea, when, quote, we heard sirens. Russia and Ukraine have increased aerial attacks as Moscow's troops advance on the front lines and Kyiv faces a shortage of manpower and a shortage of weapons.